It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it this morning. This is insane. You ever go somewhere like warm where there's sharks in the water? Because I think I went to Costa Rica once and there was a possibility of sharks, but I never saw any. But I mean, Alex, you've been to Mexico. Isn't there sharks around there?
I don't know. I saw dolphins, but I didn't see a shark. I'm sure, you know, somewhere in the ocean there are sharks, obviously. So
okay,
probably.
Well, this scares the crap out of me. This story is amazing. A father describes saving his 8-year-old son, Asher, from a shark attack while the family was on vacation in the Bahamas. Asher was bitten on the shoulder, but is okay. Here's the dad talking about the son and the attack.
It was explained to us that nurse sharks may have a little bit of a suction feature on their mouths. Whatever reason the shark did that for, it absolutely meant to do it.
It hurt really bad.
I was able to put my hands around the shark, and my left hand went into the gills of the shark, and my right hand kind of touched the fin on the right side. But as soon as I did that, the shark let go of Asher.
Man, like, would you be brave enough to do that? Because you hear people say, like, I'd punch him in the nose.
But yeah, I've always heard punch a shark in the nose to get it off of you.
Uh-huh.
But I would be so scared to wrap my hands
around
it.
Listen to this cute little voice saying it's kind of why he thinks the shark went after him.
There was a shark at my feet and I jumped over it. But there was a different shark behind me and I think it thought that I was trying to hurt that shark that I jumped over. So it came and bit me.
He's precious.
He's so cute.
By the way, I love the name Asher.
Yeah, it's
so
very cute. Very cute.
By the way, this gives me a chance to play my favorite song. Hell yeah, it does. All right, you guys go to Starbucks often? My wife has like a card. She always recharges it, but I'm not a big Starbucks fan, but and I'm not because of this, but they're making news this morning for us because, well, they're adding content filters to their free Wi-Fi that will block their customers from watching explicit content in their stores, like porn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Restaurant chains like McDonald's have been doing this since 2016. Well, somebody responded, a porn website said in their, I guess, internal memo that they will be updating their company policy to ban all Starbucks products from its offices beginning January 1st, 2019. The company statement reads, "You porn now runs on Dunkin'."
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Who wants to be next to someone in Starbucks when they're watching porn?
Yeah, like, come on.
I was at a public library once and there was a guy. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Are you serious?
Yes. I was in the library. I was just looking for a book. And I'm, you know, there's a whole row of computers. I'm like, oh my God.
I am telling you what, that happens all the time in libraries, at least on college campuses.
Now, I know Liv the Web Girl put up a Christmas tree like right after Thanksgiving, but has anybody else done the Christmas tree thing?
Me.
Porkchop, what about you?
I don't have a house.
Oh, wow. Got to make everybody in the room feel awkward because they do. Okay, well, apparently you guys might be behind the latest trend. They're saying black Christmas trees are the hottest trend this season. Wayfair has seen a 70% increase year over year in site searches for black Christmas trees in 2018. Another online retailer said that black Christmas trees are up on their website for sales about 20% since last year. And the hashtag black Christmas tree has been used nearly 9,000 times on Instagram.
What color lights?
I don't know. Like, would you go with white? What would work well with black?
Yeah, I would probably go with white.
That would look so cool.
Honestly, that's a very big Kris Jenner move, I feel like.
I don't like it.
It looks like creepy to me. If you see one of them, you can just check it out. Search hashtag black Christmas tree. And you're like, oh, okay. It looks kind of scary to me.
As long as they're not trying to, you know, mock like anything. It's because trees, when they catch on fire, they usually, you know, when they turn charcoal, they're darker.
Well, thanks for bringing us down, Porkchop.
Man, you're 2 for 2 on that one.
Well,
I don't think that was their plan.
Okay, good.
No, here, let's see if you can go 3 for 3. My last story for Joe's Need to Know News. You can check these all out, by the way, at joeandalexshow.com. You ever go to those touch kiosks in stores where you can order your food?
Sure.
You just punch it in? Do you like that? You think it's nice? What are your thoughts?
I think that it's taking American jobs away. It's a stupid idea.
So you do not like it. Okay. Liv, do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really think about that. I just think it's like convenient, and I always order my food in such a specific way that it makes it so much easier to do it on this kiosk.
Is the convenience worth getting you sick, though?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Traces of doo-doo and deadly bacteria were found on a number of McDonald's touchscreens kiosks. Researchers swabbed kiosks in 8 restaurants and found traces of gut bacteria in every single one of them. While some had a host of infectious causing bacteria, one even had a bacteria that could cause blood poisoning and toxic shock syndrome. Disgusting.
That is so gross. Here's a PSA. If you are not washing your hands for the full length of the ABCs, then you are not washing your hands long enough. Everyone out there washing their hands, just say the ABCs to yourself.
I thought it was the happy birthday song. Are those the same length?
I think they're like the same length.
Hold on. Let's see. You do ABC. You do happy birthday on 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ.
I think you adopted my tune.
I know. I couldn't help it. And then I also like kind of forgot the alphabet at the same time, too.
Oh, my God. We love you, Liv.
So I was trying to think of what letter comes next.
I could just do it backwards in 3 seconds. ZYXWETSRQPONLKJHGFTCBNA.
That is why people are getting doo-doo on their hands.
Yeah, this is definitely going to make me think twice before I order a number 2 next time. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.